honor that God has blessed me with. To God be the glory for the great things that he has done. And remember, this is a family that we are, no matter what. To keep a job, let's just put it in the atmosphere. Let's just
let's just shame the devil and tell the truth, you know. Just wasn't good with the clocking and clocking in and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, but my sis, you know, set a real good example. You know, I was just talking with my son, Sam, about being an elder, the oldest of the family, and the responsibility that comes with that.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to get a little bit into that a little bit later. How's your day going? How was your week since last Monday's show? How was your week? You're still a thing.
It's been a week. I'm still here, and I'm COVID negative, so it's all good.
That's what I'm talking about. Masking up, right?
Huh?
I say masking up, huh?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Are you seeing a lot of people that are still not wearing masks? That's what's getting me.
I see quite a few, yeah. Even in the facilities where they're supposed to be required to wear one. You know, like the grocery stores and stuff like that.
Yeah. And it boggles my mind because I always say you're playing, it's like Russian roulette, you know, when you go out without a mask and you put the responsibility on somebody else to, for them to wear a mask and you don't wear, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like you're making somebody else responsible for keeping you, you know, COVID free, you know.
Right.
So, right. That is so, so crazy. Now, when on our other sisters to grace us present, because I don't know, maybe they feel like, you know, let me show up late so I can, you know, I don't know. I don't know what's happening.
Grand
I mean, 7 o'clock. Yeah. But 7 o'clock is like the same. I mean, you got 7 a.m., but 7 p.m., I mean, happens every day at 7 p.m. I don't, but I'm going to let them make it, you know, because I feel like it's important, you know, to give some folk a little grace, you know what I'm saying? So let's see. Well, you know how I always do, Zemma. I always play a song, right, and give people time to decide, you know, what time they're going to show up. Let's see. Since this is, y'all know how we do it. This is, and we're going to be playing some up to date music for our family members, our siblings. Marcel Casanova, we're going to be playing some up to date music by Billy Cook. We're going to be playing some music by Cash In and some other family members as we continue with 5926 Central, because 5926 Central is about 5926 South Ridge in South Park, Houston, Texas. But it's also about Atlanta, Texas, Dallas, Texas, Hope, Arkansas, everywhere we've been. We've been some places, y'all. I'm here to tell you, you know. So it's just, you know, we're going to be talking about a lot of different things, you know, how we were raised, some things that we've been through and came out of, experience. We're going to be laughing, talking. Some of y'all might cry. We might get sentimental on you, but it's going to be a good show. You know, we just want everybody to go ahead and gather. And I see that y'all have been showing us a lot of love because the show's listener base has increased. And I'm just excited. And we only have one show. I'm like, okay. All right. So let's play a little bit of my brother's music. Let's see what we got on the lineup for O Billy Cook. See what's going on. Hopefully we can get an interview with him. We can get him on here. Well, it's not an interview for us because we call him June. Oh, Lord. He's going to kill me, but we call him Junior, and we call Marcel Casanova. Nate. Oh, there it is. I'm in trouble. Now, we're going to play Superstar while these superstars go ahead and decide to dial a number. And we will be right back. This is 5926 Central with the Cook Girls.
You're my number.
All right, sweetie. What's going on, girl? Looks like you decided to join us for the show tonight.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, Crystal, what's going on with you, girl?
Nothing much. Nothing really going on over here.
All right.
Are y'all getting the kids ready for school?
Yeah, I don't know about all that. Homeschool, yeah, online.
So y'all staying at home?
Yeah.
Yeah, I went ahead and decided to do
online.
That is good.
Yeah, these schools got to get it together first.
Yeah, I think it runs a lot higher than the school, but yeah.
That's true.
So what is the topic for today?
Oh, what you got? What you got? What you got? Reach into the fishbowl. Pull something out. What are we talking about tonight?
How about the pros and cons of going into business for yourself? as opposed to punching that clock like I've been doing for probably about 40 of my 47 years. At least that's what it feels like.
Well, I mean, I believe going into business for yourself, working for yourself is a great idea.
And I am inclined to agree.
I think it's a really great idea. I mean, I really can't imagine having to go work for somebody else and build their business up and make them money.
Yeah.
I do not want to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, Janice is an expert on it, though.
Well, you know, I think what happened with me was I went to one of those, I'm not going to call it a pyramid scheme. I'm going to just say I went to one of those, marketing things where, you know, they try to get you buy into a business. And one of the guys talking, and he said he started showing boats and cars and stuff that he drives, right? And he was coming to vacations, right? And then I looked around the room and saw all of these people, right, that looked like they were struggling. It looked like they were about to get their light bill money. You know what I'm saying? And something said to me, they are building his dream. Every time they pay $400. Now, you got all those people in that room, right? And if 20 of those people buy into his business at $400, right?
Mm-hmm.
He has walked out of there with a lot of money. And they have to struggle and wait for residual and checks come in at $2 and $3. My goal, they are rejoicing over $100. And I'm sitting there, and his kids, looking like money. His wife is looking like money. You know what I'm saying? And I said to myself, there is no way I'm going to give this person this money knowing that I'm not going to benefit from it at all. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't want to build somebody else's dream. I just didn't want to do that. I was like, you know, I wanted to leave something for my children or start something they can grab a hold to, which I am dealing with a generation of children that don't understand the power in that, the power in owning your own stuff and and starting from the ground up. A lot of people want stuff to be, they want to come in with it already going, but it takes hard work. And I don't mind the struggle of it because I know it pay off in the end. So I just didn't want to, I'm like Crystal, I just did not want to put money into other people's dreams. They're no different from me. I can have it too. You see what I'm saying? So that's my take
exactly.
on it.
Yes.
And all of that is true. But for me, it's like, I would love to get to that point, but there is security in most cases of punching a time clock. Your money is steady. You know what's coming. You know it's coming. You don't have any worries about that. You know that you have a 401k that you're paying into. You know that you have medical insurance. You know, all of that is tangible, and you know it's there. When you take that leap and go to do it on your own, you know, and of course you have to work 10 times harder for yourself than you did when you're punching that clock. And I understand there's a satisfaction in it, but you also have to be ready to take that leap. I mean, in most cases, it takes money to make money, and it also takes knowledge. So I couldn't just see myself jumping out there without knowing what I was getting into, number one, knowing the ins and outs of business and doing business, especially for yourself, you know, and setting yourself up to when you retire, when you're running your own business, that you'll be taken care of. So a lot of it for me was just having that security and knowing that, hey, I know every 2 weeks I'm getting this. I know this is going to my retirement. I know, you know, my insurance. That's a definite, you know what I'm saying? So for me, that's what it was. Now, I went from working, I've only been where I am for the past 10 years. So I went from working at C stores or convenience stores and grocery stores and rim shops and tobacco stores. You know, I've ran the gamut, but I did all of that. They didn't have insurance. And if you did have insurance, you know, you had to pay an arm and a leg for it. Or initially, Jayla, my youngest are 22, I think. So they were like about 15 to 18 years ago. I could work a 40-hour shift plus a little bit of overtime. And I didn't bring home but maybe $280, $270. No insurance, nothing to pay into, nothing, no kind of return, no retirement, no anything. But at that time, I was just in survival mode. You know what I'm saying? It was just go to work, get paid, pay the bills, go to work, get paid, pay the bills. And then my kids were in extracurricular, you know, they were in band, you know, sports and all this other stuff. So things just had to be done. And once I stepped out of my comfort zone and went into doing something that I never in a billion years thought I would be doing, I realized not how much waste, but education I missed out on as far as an education on life, the things that are important, the things that you have to survive, you know. And so I'm really, really hoping that I can instill that in my grandchildren. I really am hoping that we all instill that in our grandchildren because, you know, if I had known the things pertaining to that now, that I know now, then I probably would have started my own business maybe 10, 15 years ago. You know, cause I would have had that mentality, you know, and knowing that
I've had my money saved up. I have this done. I know about credit. I know how it works for you. I know how to use it to work for me. So I can do that, you know, and I could be 10, 15 years in my own business right now. You know, so Crystal, you're the right age for it. I mean, there's no age that's too old for it. But you want to be able to get out there and do you and have your own business, do everything you want to do, and be able to enjoy it, you know. And I'm not getting any younger. But I am so behind everyone having their own business and doing for themselves and all that. That's great. I just wish I could have started way earlier.
But you know, I don't believe you should let wishing you had started way earlier stop you from doing it now. And as far as job security,
no.
You can have both. You can keep your job, find something that you want to do, that you love doing, that will help you make money, that you can make money off of, and start that, and you know, keep that job security. And once you build your business up and you're confident, and you feel like you have security in your business, then you leave. You don't work for somebody else.
Oh yeah, I mean that's a definite. That's what we're doing. But I'm just saying, I understand the other side and how the other side thinks as well. You know, as far you know, I'm all for it. I'm all for it. That's what we're getting into here, hopefully in the near future. Mm-hmm. But
yeah,
I'm just
yeah.
saying the thought process of someone who, well, shoot, I mean, the thought process of somebody who didn't have it together, which was me 5 years ago. You understand what I'm saying? That was my thought process then, you know, because that money
yeah.
is guaranteed. That every 2 weeks is guaranteed. I couldn't see myself.
Right.
Financially, I just wasn't financially and emotionally and mentally, I just wasn't ready to get out and do that because I wasn't in the place that I needed to be in. I didn't understand things like, and I know it's crazy, but I didn't understand how, I knew that credit was important, but I didn't understand exactly how to make it work for me, you know. And there are just certain elements that I know now that I didn't know then, which is why I thought that way then. But, yeah, I completely agree. And I don't plan on going anywhere until we get solidified in, you know, just completely dropping my job altogether until we get solidified in doing what we're doing. So, yeah, I completely agree with you. I was just speaking from someone else's point of view who doesn't see it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the side of it that I like that you shared that because, you know, when I first started out doing this, like I say, that was a marketing place I went. And that kind of opened my eyes to anything you could do, I can do. Not I could do, you know what I'm saying? Anything, you're no different from me. I was going through like a place of finding my way.
Right.
I think it's a time, a set time for everybody. You get what I'm saying? Because whereas I may leap at a certain time, you may not be time for you, or you just
right.
may be ready. You get what I'm saying? Like you said,
right,
like you
right.
said, you know, when if you would have known some of the information that you know now, back then boom, you would have been, you know, you would have well off by now. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
But
right.
I think everybody desires that stability. But it's like your faith now can kick in because you know you have that
that knowledge.
You have an information. You know what I'm saying? You have, because
mm-hmm.
sometimes tell y'all, the hardest thing about my journey is people not want to share information, because you got a lot of people that know, they can tell you things, they can help you, and you, let's just be real, a lot of times there's folks that got information that'll help you get where you need to go, but they don't want to tell you because they said you're going to outdo them. And a lot of times, even with our family, we have a lot of, I've always said in my mind, this is how I always had it structured, y'all. Y'all didn't know this, but this is how I had it structured. I said, okay, Zam is legal mind. Jessica is, you know, she going to organize and she going to get these files together. You know what I'm saying? Once the family come together, you know, it's like in my head, I always knew the family would come together and we would be multi-billionaires, right? But that's the way my mind was set. And I think that, like I say, it's a time for everybody when they're ready. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Like I said, I had to experience that moment when things came together for me on how to do stuff, how to accomplish stuff. And don't get me wrong, listen, y'all nieces and nephews gone on about their business, and now I have no distractions around me. And I don't know if it's an African or Hispanic, whatever. I got three jobs. You get what I'm saying? To cover the expense.
Yeah.
You know, and in a minute I won't need them. But like you said, everybody wants that security, but it takes money to make money. And see, at a time, I was in a cold-blood struggle, so I was pursuing a dream, but it was a struggle with it. You get what I'm saying? But in that struggle, it was so much I learned through falling and getting up, trying, and you get what I'm saying? And it didn't work, then happened, started again. Oh, it was a lot of struggle, but I was, you know, I went ahead and went through what I had to go through. Sam, we haven't heard from you. What you think about this?
Yes,
yeah. Yeah, I think Sister Cook named you Pam, I think. Well, Pamela.
I answered. Yes. How can I help? Can you hear me?
Yeah, baby. What you think about the subject of working, employment, stability versus entrepreneurship? Working for you on your own business. What are your views on it?
Well, right now for me, it's about getting my head back in the game, because at a time where I was able and wanted, so many things were going on, so much responsibility, and I put myself on the back burner for others. So for me, it's about getting my head back in the game and gaining independence. Sometimes I feel like there's a loss of independence, especially in my situation and not being able to work or getting sick and all that kind of stuff. And when all that happened so fast and all at once, sometimes you give up on yourself. So for me, it's about getting my head back in the game and believing in myself that I can do it. Because sometimes you lose that confidence that you once had. And you sit back and you listen to everybody talk. And as much as you want to put things of the past behind you, you always wonder where was everybody, or what was the encouragement, I guess you could say, when you wanted to do this and you felt like you were capable of doing it, and now it's about fighting to forget all of that and to get past it and get your head back in the game, even though you know what you're capable of. It's not that you don't know, and it's not that you believe you can't do it. It's just every little thing makes you doubt yourself. So how do you get rid of that? I know what I can do. I know my capabilities. And sometimes with me, I guess physically, you don't want to use what you got going on as an excuse. And sometimes it happens so much, so often that you give up sometimes. Not giving up totally and completely, I don't know. But for me, mostly it's like I've lost some independence and some self-confidence. I have a lot of doubt. It's a fight. It's an uphill battle for me. And guess what? You're going to win it. You're going to win it. You're going to win that battle, girl, because guess what? You were born an entrepreneur, girl. You were born one. And it is an uphill battle, you know. I went through a phase, too, where I was tripping. I was like, I'm not saying you were tripping. I'm talking about me. I was tripping. I was like, oh, I want some support here, and I want some support there, and I want this. But everybody was busy. Everybody was busy with, you know, building their family, too. You know, everybody was doing. And what God dealt with me about was, do what I told you to do. Get up, get yourself together, jumpstart what I did, and have faith. And guess what? We're in 2020, and the whole family's coming together. So it's like I said earlier, timing. And then when you begin to, you know, get motivated yourself, you know, sometimes you have to break patterns. The pattern that you have when you were not being productive as far as not doing anything or whatever, you have to get up and break that pattern. I found myself doing a little bit towards my goals every day, you know, making a list. James talks about it all the time, how I always make lists. I make lists, a checklist, that I make, and I write stuff down so I can look at that list and check each thing off. You know, I want to accomplish something towards my vision every day. You know, we go in, even as far as our family business that we're getting together, you know, what is our role? What is your role? Making sure you're making steps towards what you are supposed to be doing. And then even in your personal, making steps towards coming out of that place that you were talking about earlier, you know. So that you can be able to be effective in this part of your life, you know, like saying that's an old pattern, that's an old place. So now it's time for that new place, and getting your mind wrapped around where you are right now. So it's, you know.
Well, I do personally believe that you don't really, and this is just me, and I guess in where I'm at, I don't think you need anybody to, in a sense, be in your corner, and you don't need cheerleaders. If you believe in something, you should just do it. You know, like, other people's opinion does not matter. Like, you don't need that to start your business, to be entrepreneur or independent. You don't need that at all. You just make it happen for yourself. You can't worry about everybody else, all that negativity. Don't even tell them. You don't have to worry about it. But, I believe starting a business is a great idea. And I think some people feel like you have to just quit your full-time job and go start a business. It's a gradual thing, and I feel like people think that they're going to, the word, it's not instant success. It takes time to build up. I think they see like the grand scheme, these big businesses like Amazon, and it might have popped up overnight, but it took this person more than likely years to get it together. So building a business takes time, and you work your job, you build your business, you build that security, and you're good. That's how I see it. And even if it fails, do something else. Start something else. Start over. Maybe you did something wrong. Evaluate what you did, you know. Review it. But
it's a learning process.
Yes, it's a learning process. And you do as much research as you can, you know. And I know more than likely, if you do it all yourself, it might be overwhelming. It seems like a lot. I've been doing a lot of research for Janice, Napoleon, getting a lot of information, and it is a lot. And I don't see how one person could do it. But with us doing all this together, and like Janice was saying, Zam has her strength, what she can contribute. Jessica, everybody has something to contribute. You know, you don't have to do it on your own. So, I think of like I plan doing that as a family. I think it'll work. I really do.
Oh, okay. All right. I was waiting. This is getting good. I was just listening. I agree with what you said, Crystal, because I had to come to that place too where I understood that I had to get, and it really wasn't people. I think that our biggest, when you are going into, even when you're working, because I don't think it's in, I don't think that, I think even when you're trying to have a career, or you're trying to, I think that it's very important that you understand that you're doing this for yourself, you know, that you have to be self-motivated, you have to be a self-starter, you have to, you know what I'm saying, if we, you know, just want to go into the personal part of it, it is a, like I tell people, get up, start that music in the morning, whatever you need to do to activate that part of you that say, I can do this. You get what I'm saying? So it will, you know, play some music in the morning, get you a routine that gets you up and gets you going. Let me tell y'all something. I'm not a morning person, okay? But I got to roll out that bed because going to my office, It's a little different because I'm not punching in. I have to make the money. You get what I'm saying? So it's a different type of motivation I have to have, but it's still all in the same, being self-motivated. You get what I'm saying? I have to work on all the insecurities. I have to put them to the side, drown them out, you know, give me some positive affirmations. Girl, you all that in a bag of chips. It's some things I got to go through because it ain't easy all the time. Sometimes the struggle gets so hard till you are literally saying, okay, that's enough, I'm through, you know. So it's like it is, you have to just get in a place where you are self-motivated, for real. And what
yeah,
you are about
you to be self-motivated.
Yeah, you got to believe in it. You got to believe in what you do. You see what I'm saying? You got to sell out to it. You see what I'm saying? And really all it is, you got to listen. Because if you don't, I always say that if you don't believe in yourself, nobody else will. If you don't believe in your dreams and your goals, nobody else will. And really, like, I'm not saying that they matter, but I'm saying you are the one, how do I put it? It's just like with my shirts. If I don't love my shirts, then I'm not going to put any energy, I'm not going to be motivated to, you know what I'm saying? So I got to love what I'm doing. I got to love, even for a person that's working, they got to love to go to the job. They got to love the people, you know. You got to love it. You have to be self-motivated. All right, I'm done.
Anybody else want to say something?
No, I was just going to say that you have to. Nobody's going to work harder for your dream, your business than you.
Than you?
Right? Nobody's going to work harder. So.
Yeah.
You're right. You got to love it. If you don't love it, you don't believe in what you're doing, how can you expect somebody to do it? Because they're going to look at you and they're going to see she really believes in that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So.
Yeah. That's true. But, you know, I'm going to be real, you know. Just recently, you know, I do my gospel soul or whatever, and it's running by itself. So that's a blessing. But. Just this next part of my life, since the family has gotten together, I've been more motivated towards my art, you know, towards my own clothing line and a lot of my art has picked up because dealing with my family has brought out the part of me that, you know, the artist part of me. So that I've used that energy, whether it be a little, now y'all catch this, whether it be a little or a lot, right? I just grab what I got, what I can, and I take it and run with it. See what I'm saying? It's like sometimes we want people to give us more than we actually need. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A lot of life was started straight up off of an idea. I did about four or five different drawings, then put shirts together because the family coming together activated another part of me. You know what I'm saying? So wherever you find the energy from, wherever you find the motivation from, wherever you get it from, get it. Get it and run with it. Just straight up.
Yeah.
All right. Let me see. Who else? Who else? Let me see if Jeff gave me that great. We don't have Miss Jeff Diane on here.
I just
okay.
Got
wait, Jeff's on there?
I'm my phone now, but I'm in here with Crystal.
Oh, okay. Hey, girl, what's going on with you?
What's up?
Look out, Justine.
What song is on?
We're just talking about, I think you heard what we were talking about. We were talking about disability of working and knowing that paycheck is coming versus that leap into owning your own business, you know, starting. Let me say that because that's better. Starting your own business because it's a startup that a kid if you ain't motivated. You want to say anything about it?
Not really. No. I'm good. I ain't made it there yet.
Okay.
All right. All right.
Okay, we got.
I'm a great support.
Yes, you are. Now, I want to give a shout out to all my sisters because all of my sisters have been very supportive over the years. With all 1,800 of my businesses, I just love every single last one of my sisters, you know. They are models for me. I love it, yes. Yes, and Crystal motivates me. Jessica motivates me. Crystal shops at my stores. Zam shops at my stores, and I just think that we have some. We are going to have a great next couple of years. Okay, building the foundation for what we have about to do. So we get 9 minutes left in the show. We're going to give everybody an open air to give. Final comments, either on the topic or whatever you want to say. Let's start with Pam. What you want to say, girl?
Pam?
Pamela?
I'm good. I like to listen more than anything. I'm not talking. But I love to hear what everybody else has to say.
Oh, yeah. All right, Crystal.
Well, I'm looking forward to many more conversations, and I'm just looking forward to the next one.
All right, Jessica.
Next time I try to be off my first job so I can participate in this phone call. In the background, of course.
She is so crazy.
My first job, I was being the technical support, so I just wrapped that up. So it's a job within a job.
Oh, okay.
So that's what they think I'm IT. So I learned about watching movies.
She is crazy.
Well,
I really enjoy our conversation.
Oh, my bad. Go ahead, little sister.
No, go ahead. I'm done.
Oh, okay. Well, I just think it's gonna be a journey learning each other, because us as siblings, as children, are different. We're different as siblings, as adults.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Nobody's the same. So it's like everybody's grown or turned into something. Mm-hmm. Because you what?
I'm still annoying.
What'd you say, Jessica?
I'm still annoying.
She's still annoying.
Oh, Lord. And
Penny himself is all the good qualities.
What? Okay, Jessica.
Don't mind,
now,
Jessica.
Petty, you may be sometimes, but selfish? No.
Oh, you're not selfish.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know who that is too, but I have never experienced it. So, this is only the second show, but I'm glad that we're able to do it, and I actually can't wait for next week.
All right. Well, I know I'm excited about the show. I can't wait till we get Sister Cook on here and get her to talk and see if she got.
Yeah, well,
we might do
some more people to some more family members to call in, or non-family members. It doesn't matter. Just call in and let us know what you think about the topic of the day. And there's no telling where that topic will go. Not at all.
Well, we'll just start inviting one family member at a time. That ought to last us for about 3 or 4 years right there. One family member at a time. Jesus, this family is from coast to coast. My God. So I love the show. We are, this is 5926 Central with the Cook Girl. We have enjoyed talking with you guys. We hope that you continue to share the show. We want you to know that our show is on iHeartRadio, Spotify. It is on Deezer. It is on Spreaker. It is on our web. It is on the My Gospel Soul website. It is everywhere you want to be. It's on iTunes, okay? So you can't miss it. All you got to do is Google it. And it's going to show up. So we want y'all to have a good night. We love you all. But we got to go. We just can't stay with you no longer. Y'all go over here and get something to eat. All right? God bless.
Everybody. I'm Mrs. Cook.
This is a family.